Marco Rubio Waits for His Moment by Alex Altman and Zeke J. Miller. Slow and steady wins the race, he hopes. When Marco Rubio announces his presidential campaign Monday evening in Miami, it's a safe bet that his speech will make a lot of Republicans remember why they dubbed him presidential material. Nobody in the GOP can spin a yarn like the freshman senator from Florida. Rubio's bootstrap narrative, rhetorical flourishes and emphasis on American exceptionalism have made him one of the few national figures capable of bridging the chasms between the party's grassroots base, billionaire donors, and the Washington establishment. "For me, America isn't just a country," Rubio said in a typical recent speech, cribbed by his campaign for its pre-announcement video. "It's the place that literally changed the history of my family. It's a nation of equal opportunity. It's the most powerful force of good the world has ever known." The question is whether Rubio's time is now. For much of the last 2 years, it hasn't looked that way. Rubio, 43, was a conservative sensation in 2013 when he joined a bipartisan group of senators to craft a rewrite of U.S. immigration laws. Time put him on the cover, anointing him the Republican savior. Rubio became the face of the GOP effort to rebrand itself with Hispanics in the wake of an election in which they got clobbered in the contest for the nation's fastest-growing demographic group, winning just 27% of the Latino vote. The gamble backfired. Comprehensive immigration reform collapsed amid a revolt from conservatives who were incensed by a deal they decried as amnesty. And Rubio, whose upset Senate victory in 2010 was driven by Tea Party activists, was left to labor offstage as his presidential rivals vacuumed up money and hype. His comeback strategy was simple. Rubio adopted an intentionally low profile as he repaired his relationship with the party base. In Washington, he focused his efforts on foreign policy, returning to his roots as one of the Senate's preeminent hawks. And he quietly wooed bigwig donors in small meetings and private conferences, nurturing a small yet local cadre of backers. Rubio's plunge into the 2016 pool will make a splash, but don't be surprised if he soon returns to the low-profile approach on the campaign trail. There will be visits to early states and countless meetings with donors, but Rubio doesn't expect to rocket to the front of the primary pack anytime soon. A protege of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Rubio can't match the fundraising prowess of the son and brother of presidents, nor can he squash Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's surge in Iowa and New Hampshire. Instead, Rubio's path to the party's nomination relies on running a lean, upbeat campaign that blooms late, advisors say. At this state, being a lot of voters' second choice can be a first-rate strategy. The campaign hopes the base never warms to Bush. Its romance with Walker proves fleeting, and the social conservative vote is divvied up between the various candidates vying for it. Then Rubio's lean campaign operation will expand rapidly, and he can capitalize on his personal magnetism through the platform provided by the presidential debates. Rubio aides point to the roller coaster GOP primary in 2012 as evidence that strategy can work. Rubio has never lost an election, and his gifts as a candidate are easy to spot. In a race dominated by scuffed dynasties, he offers optimism and freshness, a youthful face who can connect with new constituencies by speaking Spanish, talking football, and quoting rappers. In a party of aging white guys, a 43-year-old Hispanic who hails from a top swing state carries certain benefits. The son of Cuban refugees, his dad was a bartender, his mother a maid, will lean heavily on his biography. His announcement at Miami's Freedom Tower, the so-called Ellis Island for thousands of Cuban refugees, highlights the role that his personal narrative will play in his pitch. And Rubio's campaign will rely on his charisma. Polls show his approval ratings among the highest in the party. This strategy is a proven winner at the presidential level, but perhaps not in a way that Rubio's backers are eager to point out. As a freshman senator with a minority background, a compelling personal story, and dazzling oratorical chops, Rubio is the closest thing in the Republican Party to Barack Obama. At this time in 2007, Obama was an underdog, polling well behind the Clinton juggernaut. His victory illustrates the viability of Rubio's strategy. At the same time, the GOP has spent the past 7 years decrying Obama as a nice guy with a light resume who proved to be out of his depth in the Oval Office. The challenge for Rubio will be to bottle Obama's campaign magic without reminding them too much of the man he's seeking to succeed.